Hey, this is Sarah. Look, I'm standing out front of AMPM right now, and well, you're sweet and all, but I found something more fulfilling, even kind of cheesy, but I like it. Sure, you met some of my dietary needs, but they've just got it all. So farewell, oatmeal. So long, you strange, soggy
Break up
breakfast.
with bland breakfast and taste AMPM's bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, made with cage-free eggs, smoked bacon, and melty cheese on a buttery biscuit. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home, understanding the impact of childhood experiences on our adult lives. Now, put those therapist's why vibes aside for a sec. This isn't about digging up buried trauma. Unless that's your jam, then go for it. It's about recognizing how our early years shape the way we connect with others, navigate relationships, and even view ourselves. Ever feel like you fall into the same relationship patterns? You know that feeling when something feels vaguely familiar but unsettlingly uncomfortable? Well, chances are those patterns have their roots in childhood. So, let's get real for a minute. Think about your childhood. Your family dynamics, how your needs were met or not, and the messages you internalized about love, connection, and security. These experiences, big or small, create blueprints for our future relationships. It's like building a house. If the foundation isn't strong, everything else is going to wobble. Okay, let's break down five key takeaways that can help us understand this powerful impact. 1. Secure attachment as a compass. Think of secure attachment like having an internal compass that guides you towards healthy relationships. It's built on trust, open communication, and feeling safe to be vulnerable. But if your childhood lacked these elements, it's like trying to navigate with a broken compass. You might find yourself seeking connection in all the wrong places or pushing people away out of fear. 2. Rewriting the script. Here's the good news. We are not prisoners of our past. We can absolutely rewrite those early scripts and create new, healthier patterns. It takes conscious effort, but think of it like this. You wouldn't expect to master a musical instrument overnight, right? Building secure attachment is a journey, one filled with learning, growth, and yes, maybe a few stumbles along the way. 3. The power of self-awareness. This is where things get really interesting. Start paying attention to your thoughts, feelings, and behaviors in relationships. Do you find yourself constantly seeking validation? Are you afraid of commitment? Recognizing these patterns is the first step towards breaking free from them. 4. Unpacking those beliefs. We often carry around limiting beliefs about ourselves and love that stem from childhood experiences. These beliefs can be sneaky sometimes, they masquerade as facts or common sense. But remember, just because something feels true doesn't necessarily mean it is. 5. Seeking support. You don't have to navigate this journey alone. Therapists, coaches, and even trusted friends and family can provide invaluable support and guidance. Talking about your experiences and seeking different perspectives can be incredibly empowering. Now let me paint you a picture of a common scenario. Imagine Sarah, who grew up in a household where her needs were often overlooked. As an adult, she finds herself constantly seeking reassurance from partners, even when they're being loving and attentive. She might jump to conclusions, assume the worst, or feel insecure without constant validation. This stems from those early experiences where her emotional needs weren't consistently met, leading to a fear of abandonment and a deep-seated need for external affirmation. Sound familiar? The key takeaway here is this. Our childhood experiences shape our relationship patterns, but they don't define us. By recognizing these patterns, challenging limiting beliefs, and seeking support, we can rewrite the story and create fulfilling, secure relationships. Remember, you're capable of healing and growth. This isn't about erasing your past, it's about integrating those experiences into a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. So go out there, be kind to yourself, and remember that every day is a new opportunity for connection and growth. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might find it helpful. Until next time, stay strong, stay secure, and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.